Merry Christmas.
Thank you for being with us at First Congregational Church as we celebrate the birth of our Savior on the holiest of evenings. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here with us. Whether you are a longtime member of our congregation or a newcomer to our church family, we appreciate that you have incorporated this worship service into your own personal Christmas Eve tradition this year. Quite frankly, we're thrilled that you're here. It is a time to celebrate. Please join in with the hymn singing when it's our turn to do so, as well as the candle lighting at the appropriate time. Do resist the urge to play with your candle. At this time, I ask you to please join in our opening carol, O Come All Ye Faithful, as written in your worship guide, which we have run out of worship guides, so we may need people to share. Please stand as you are able.
All those who worship images, those who are proud of idols, are put to shame. All gods bow down to the Lord. Emmanuel, we bow in adoration and wonder that you, the Most High, Everlasting Counselor, Prince of Peace, choose to dwell among us. You have come in the cloud, in flesh, and in spirit. May your holy love love descend upon us anew as we remember Christ Jesus, both Savior and friend, has joined us in the journey. Encourage us to be faithful witnesses of your hope, peace, joy, and love in the world. Amen.
Please join me in prayer. Word made flesh, may we receive your message with clarity and insight, wonder and mystery, consideration and action, so that we too may embody Christmas for all creation in spirit and in truth. This we ask in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. You will enlarge the nation of Israel, and its people will rejoice. They will rejoice before you, as people rejoice at the harvest and like warriors dividing the plunder. For you will break the yoke of their slavery and lift the heavy burden from their shoulders. You will break the oppressor's rod, just as you did when you destroyed the army of Midian. For a child is born unto us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen.
Tell the story how Thank you. Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was now visibly pregnant. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in straps of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available.
Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them.
Stars are brightly shining, it is the night.
The beginning of the Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of all. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came for testimony, to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness to the light. The true light that enlightens every person was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world knew him not. He came to his own home, and his own people received him not. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father. And from his fullness have we all received grace upon grace. The Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Come now and kneel before the Christ child. Bring all that you are and all that you have. Offer your gifts in wonder, and surprise, and awe. Offer your gifts in joy and delight. Our offering will now be received. Gift each candle bears, a small flame a diminutive light, yet the wondrous gift to kindle another's glow. Let us be in awe at this moment as we each take up the flame and the light fills this room, as hope for peace and goodwill fill this night. We ask all these things in the name of God from God, light from light, our newborn Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
those in darkness, joy to those who can find no joy, magic to a world steeped in realism. Go with the songs of angels in your ears and the love of God in your hearts. Go and spread the word, the babe of Bethlehem is born for all. Amen.
Amen.